The fuel company approached the borough asking for the swap last year. Petro wants to take over land that it is currently leasing from the municipality, the site of the Southeast Island Fuel gas station and a warehouse behind it. In exchange, it's offering property across the street from the community cold storage. That includes the site of a former fuel storage tank farm that was contaminated and cleaned up. Petro has told the borough the deal will help the company to consolidate its properties in one area. Fisherman and Harbor Board Chair Bob Martin urged the assembly to move forward with the deal.
I can look the ratepayers in the eye as a Harbor Board Chair and say, we looked at it, it makes sense, it is expensive, but we've got to have a better facility for maintaining our harbors, because, you know, I thought about when the budget came out that, you know, maybe this changes everything if the raw fish tax is affected. But in the end, we still have maintenance to do. The staff needs a place to get out of the rain, store stuff. It doesn't really change what's going on. Just like have a bad season, I still got to maintain my boat. I can't work out in the rain forever, so.
Harbor staffers do their maintenance work and store supplies in a small room at the Harbor Master's office and container vans at multiple sites around town. The Petro property is valued at $80,000 more than the borough's, and the deal would have the borough paying that difference to the company. Harbor Master Glo Wallen also expects to spend another $40,000 over the next 5 years to develop the rest of that Petro land for leasing or other use. Petersburg also would be losing the $28,500 annual lease payment, along with a little more than $4,000 of property tax revenue going through with the trade. Some on the assembly backed the recommendations from the Planning Commission, Harbor Board, and Harbor Department staff to move forward with the deal. Kurt Wallhuter thought the company isn't interested in continuing on with that lease, regardless of the swap.
If we don't take this deal, I'm afraid what's going to happen is we're going to lose that $26,000 anyway, because they're going to go back to their original building, and then we're going to be stuck with this building.
Wallhuter also suggested some of the 7 lots Petersburg would be getting in the deal could be leased out to someone else to recoup that lost revenue. The assembly was in agreement that harbor staff need a better place for maintenance work, but disagreed on the best option. Mayor Mark Jensen has opposed the trade. He thought other property belonging to the Public Works Department or electric utility could make a better site for a new building at a cheaper cost.
I'm not in any way saying we don't need a maintenance shop for the harbor. I agree we do, but if there's a cheaper way to do it, I think we should go the cheaper route. I'm visiting with Senator Stebbin this weekend in a conversation, and he told the manager, he said, hold on to your checkbook. He said, the budget is not done.
The outstanding question from the state side is whether raw fish tax payments will continue for municipalities. Some of that money is used for projects like this in the Harbor Department. Without it, borough staff expect harbor rates may have to increase again to pay for new buildings, dredging, or replacement and repairs to docks and floats. The vote was over whether to authorize the borough manager to take 4 steps to complete this trade. Those are an environmental assessment of the former warehouse and fuel storage site, a title search, making a formal offer to the company, and completing the legal paperwork for the purchase, along with cancellation of the lease. The vote was 4-3 to go forward, with Bob Lynn and Brandy Morrell joining the mayor in voting no. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.